testing on JerusalemCast.com.
Now the negative commandments.
What is saying?
The negative commandments, so transgressive.
Thank you. Whoa.
One of the worst negative character traits is graphically called two-facedness. It means to act with two faces. Outwardly smiling, inwardly hateful. Yes.
Be American.
Be American.
Same price.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this trait can be hard to avoid in real life. Because we sometimes find ourselves feeling hatred towards someone, but unable to express it directly. For example, if you harbor hatred towards your boss, you probably have to restrain yourself from expressing those feelings. If you hate your boss, you can't tell him. Right? Who's your boss?
Your boss, no?
Ah. The Torah, however,
you
makes
can't even tell him. If you hate it,
you can tell him. That's not true.
Yeah.
If you have a hard time with Hashem, talk to him about it. Tell him it's what to do with Hashem. I have a hard time. I don't like you so much. Please help me. I should like you. Tell Hashem. Talk to Hashem. Be honest.
No, hate.
It's Hashem. Well, my son is saying it's Hashem. I
you're
annoying
me right now. You better buy some things. I fell into that the other day.
It's not falling in something. Be honest, Hashem. This is how I feel right now. It's wrong, but this is how I feel. Talk to Hashem, tell him the truth. That's the truth. That's really speaking at my house. Hashem, I feel like I'm upset at you. Help me not be upset at you. It's wrong that I feel upset at you. Help me not feel upset at you. You tell Hashem. Talk to Hashem about it. Be honest.
Give me a good reason.
What?
Right, it's a level of kumuna nowadays, and if a person is angry at Hashem, then
sure.
Angry at Hashem, not at everyone else, and thinking there is no Hashem.
Oh, see, we're basically saying it's good. At least you're angry at Hashem, not at the other person. At least you see it's Hashem. At least you're angry at Hashem. Don't be angry at your friend. No, a person speaks to Hashem. Says, Hashem, you know, I'm having a hard time. I'm feeling bad towards you. I'm not feeling a good connection. I'm feeling
dry.
Not good, dry. Feeling talk to Hashem bad. Say, Hashem, I want to feel.
Cool.
It's not like, well, it's hard. Help me. Give me a rutzen. Talk. Be honest. Say, Hashem, I'm not feeling good. You don't have to say. Don't say, I hate you, Hashem. Say, Hashem, it's hard for me. Help me. I want to love you. Say nicely. Talk nicely to Hashem. Fine. But it says, look, however, the Torah makes no allowance for two faces. It conveys to us acting friendly to someone's presence, but feeling hatred in the heart. This disaster leads to disaster in human relationship. The Torah therefore states, look, this is not, do not hate your brother in your heart, which is transgressed whenever we harbor inner hatred towards our fellow. Chafetz Chaim teaches us, this applies in a very direct way to the laws of Lashon Hara. We speak Lashon Hara about someone and we transgress Lashon Hara, do not go as a peddler. If we act friendly towards that person, we incur additional sin of harm. So if you talk to, you speak Lashon Hara about a guy, you meet him and you be nice to him. That means really I'm upset at him. But in front of him, being nice to him, that's the Issa D'Oraisa. Right? However, so what should you do? Sometimes you have a boy. It's an Issa D'Oraisa to hate someone in your heart. And then to go and make believe you're friends with him.
That's also
that is the Isser. Don't hurt your brother in your heart, and when you come in front of him, act like you're friendly. It makes it worse. Makes the Isser worse. Chavetz Chaim says. There's one Isser, don't hurt your friend in your heart. That's not allowed. It makes it worse, Chavetz Chaim says, if when you're in front of him, you make it if you're a friend, that is the Isser. There's a special Isser, don't hate him in your heart. What does that mean? That means I only hate him in my heart. But on the outside, I make believe I'm his friend. Usually you tell everybody, love your neighbor, like, love everybody. He was saying, there's a special isser to only hate him in your heart. Meaning, when I'm in front of him, I make believe I'm his friend. But really, I hate him. Because the isser is, don't hate him only in your heart. And in front of him, make believe you're his friend. So sometimes when people speak Lashon Hara, that they're being over this deraisa. Because they speak Lashon Hara at the guy, they really have something against him. They mean to say, oh, hi, oh, you're my friend, right? That means they're doing this isser. What? Because you're doing the act, right? I plan it right now, I have it in front of him, make him believe I'm his friend. I'm going to speak Lashon Hara, even though I hate it. So dear, but what do you do if it's a boss or a teacher? So he's saying, we're going to speak later on, when the proper conditions are met, it's permissible for someone to unburden himself, to relieve his emotional pain, to someone else. I mean, let's say a person has a problem with their teacher or their boss. They can't tell them, and inside they feel hate, and they're upset. But in front of them, to be nice. So what should they do? So sometimes, they're allowed to speak to another person about it. It's for a specific purpose. Let's say to get after the story, help someone else on this, help one of your friends, and help you understand the boss. Maybe speak it out to someone else, they'll help you understand the situation better. You'll feel better, so you'll stop hating him in your heart. So if the proper conditions of speaking Lashon Hara for a specific constructive purpose are met, then it's healthy, and when it's done within the Torah guidelines, it results in a healthy solution rather than the backbiting bitterness that is generated by two-facedness. So that's the it is.
To be what? To be outward, to tell the guy why he's lying?
So tell the guy himself.
So
speak to a different party. Speak it out with one of your friends, or let's say a wife. A lot of times it happens with ladies. They're very upset at somebody else. They have these issues. They have regular ladies' issues. They're very upset at one of their friends. Could you know who it is, whatever. So if it's to Ellis, if all the same conditions are to Ellis, which we'll learn later, the struggle verbs are met, then it's okay for your wife to sit there telling you all about what this person did to them. Right? Sometimes by them speaking it out, that alone makes them calmer. Or you could say, I hear, you agree with your wife, say, I hear it's hard. A lot of times agreeing with the wife, that will help her just, you know, say, okay, you know, maybe they'll tell you at the end of the conversation, you know what? Maybe that person is not so bad. Like, you know, they have to just get it out of the system, get it out instead of staying. And then they'll be okay with them. Our job is to say to our wife, yes.
No, I
understand you. I understand your feeling. The Chazan is going to say now, because we, when we accept it, we have to realize that usually the Lashon Hara we're hearing is just like a expression of their frustration, their upsetness. And you say also that the Isser to take revenge. Sometimes someone's Lashon Hara is coming because this person did something to me, so I'm speaking Lashon Hara out of revenge. Right? Nekamor, Netira, right? So the Chazan says the listener should always know, even in the case when someone's speaking with the person who's speaking is not, you know, they're exaggerating, they're venting their anger and their rage. So also you have to know everything they're saying isn't exactly the story and they're just trying to get it out of the system. Of course, also one of the conditions to Ellis is I'm not accepting what they're saying. I'm just listening to them. Not accepting it as fact. I'm just listening to it just to help the other person. So that's the next thing. So he's saying that, fine. So as time adds, well, if after speaking Lashon Hara we add, don't tell them you heard it from me. This sort of comment makes the matter more secretive and goes to the heart of harboring hatred towards a fellow. Two other prohibitions relevant to the laws of Lashon Hara are fearing a grudge and seeking revenge. Because to hate a person because they refuse to do a favor for us, and then later when we publicize a wrong he committed, we have violated these prohibitions as well as peddling gossip.
What does that mean?
Let's say someone did something wrong to me. And now, in my heart, I want to get back at him. I don't know how to get back at him. So instead, next time he does something wrong, then he tells people about it. So that's Lashon Hara. And it's doing
that's
the cover. So, yeah, sometimes people say, this guy did something wrong to me, but I don't have power to hit him back. Right? This guy did this to me, so I'll tell people bad things about him. That's my revenge against him.
Other people...
bad things that he does. Let's say a guy, I wanted to borrow $1,000 from Ruben. Listen, let's say this so-and-so wants to borrow $1,000 from Ruben. Ruben doesn't really trust me. No, I'm not lending you money. And Mr. So-and-so is very upset at Ruben. Right? You can't force him to lend $1,000. So you know what? He sees Ruben come late to Davi. Come Davi, roll to Davi at 11 o'clock. So he goes around telling everybody, that's late. Well, I'm sorry, that's early. Some people. He tells everybody, you know, Mr. So-and-so, I saw him Davi at 11 o'clock. Why is he saying that, Lashon Hara? really, if he thinks deep into himself, it's really because it's lashon hara. It's because Nekama is trying to get back at this person. So sometimes it could be Nekama, kind of with family people, this person, I don't like it, this person, no, that person. A lot of times it could be coming from Nekama. They're coming from revenge. Fine. What we're saying now, at least for now, we're learning about it, so we understand sometimes when we're back to speak about Lashon Hara, sometimes you think maybe I'm really just speaking it out because I want to get back at this person. Maybe I he did something wrong to me. To make sure, check ourselves. Fine, very good. Ah, Baruch Hashem. Great to start the Gemara. Just in time. I'll try for a short shoot today. This is going to be the rest of the shoot. Good? Mm-hmm. 12 o'clock for Baruch. Baruch is going to get shoot today at 12. What?
We need someone to translate.
Maybe you should.
What is the process around that?
Tuesday.
Maybe you're more than
that. Maybe you should. It's a little like hard for me.
For me, I can't process it like that.
Where are you holding?
Well, they now are.
I'm going to arrange shiur for Shavuos here.
Okay.
In English.
Okay, everybody, let's go. We're going to talk about it after. Fine. We're up to the wire now. Ma Ya'ar Shosan is. We're holding now that middle of the page. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
You said the first word in the line.
21 lines down. The first word in the line is.
Lizra.
This is Malchus. 7b. What does the pasuk say? It says, "Va'asher yavoi esra'ehu bayar." When did the person go to galus? When they kill someone? When your friend came into the forest? So, what does the Gemara make it? What do we learn from this pasuk? Ma yar. What is it that by just like by a yar a forest? Rishus. There's permission lenizik for the damagee. Ulamazik, and for the damager to be there, likanis lasham, to enter there, afko, even so to every place that is reshus, that there is permission, lenizik, for the damagee, ulamazik, and the damager, likanis lasham, to enter there, that's when if a person goes to galus. If Ruben was climbing in the park and he fell down on top of Shimon, so they both were allowed to walk and be walking in the park, then it's okay, then Reuben has to go to Galus. But if Mr. Reuben is chopping down his apples in his own backyard, he's on his cherry picker picking his apples, right? And then he falls out, or this guy's branch falls on Mr. Levy, who's trespassing, then he's like, honest, it's not Reuben's responsibility. Reuben doesn't have to go to Galus. You shouldn't have been in my, what are you doing? I'm cherry picking, I'm doing my thing. You don't belong in my thing. I said, if I kill you by mistake, that that's not my fault. That's what the Torah says. If you killed your friend when you were in the forest, when you're both in an open forest, everyone's allowed to be there, public property, then you should have been more careful. There's people walking by. If you weren't careful enough, you killed it, then you have to go to Galus. But if he's trespassing, he doesn't belong here, right? It's not Rishus, it's not the permission of the damager and the damagee to be here. The damagee doesn't belong here. Then, if you kill him by mistake, you don't have to go to Galus. You're considered more like an onus. It's considered a very lower level shogi. Good? It doesn't belong here, it's not.
So an example with the alleyway and the knife. If you have warning signs, you know, beware.
Punch coming?
Okay. Going back to the area, the idea of the the alleyway and you're turning with a knife,
right.
But you have warning signs, do not enter.
Good.
Are you off the hook?
If there were warning signs, yeah. Then, and he should have been more careful. He said the Rishon says yes. It's his fault. If there was warning signs, or he could have been warned, even if there weren't warning signs, but the Ritzvah says it was a very wide corner, he could have seen me very easily if he was looking up or if he was interested in saving his life. He chose to just, you know, I don't know, he wanted to be a victim of circumstance. He wanted to get knifed, speared. So then, it's not my fault. Right, or your example, that's the Ritzvah says, even there's no sign, just, he could have seen if he was just looking my way, and then it's his fault. He was, you know, he's just, you know, fine.
Yeah, if somebody's carrying a beam, and the guy's not looking, the other one coming towards him is not looking.
Then there's this said, you're honest. You don't have to go to God. The killer doesn't have to go. Because he should have been, I don't know if you have to know, it has to be a case that he could have seen it very well. It was a case scenario. It wasn't like a scenario that it just happened to be the guy came out and turned the corner quickly. If the guy turned the corner sharp, corner quickly, sharp edge, then I couldn't have seen it. The guy who got killed couldn't have seen it. If it was a scenario where he could have seen the corner, right, wasn't like, then the killer is off the hook. Fine, let's try to continue to focus on the sugya now. Today's sugya. He asked from him, Rabbi Avohu asked from Rabbi Yechanan a question. What was his question? His question was the following. He's going up, like an ole, he was going up in a ladder. The sulam is a ladder. The nishmat, and it slipped. Hashliva, the rung. The rung of the ladder slipped and it fell down. Mitachta, from under him. The nafla, and it fell down. Mahar gonna kill somebody. Mahu, what's the case? Meaning, he's going up the ladder, and he put pressure on the rung, the step of the ladder, and it fell down and killed somebody. Mahu, what is it? Ki hai gavna, like this scenario, aliyahi, is this a scenario of aliyah, of going up, because he was going up? Are you reading, or going down, because his foot is putting pressure on this step to pull down? So this guy's doing, he's trying to go up, but he's really pushing down. So what's this halacha? Is going up or going down? Right? What's the difference? If it's going down, you go to galus. If it's going up, there's no galus. So he's intending, he's really climbing up, and he's doing it, but he's also pushing down. His foot's pushing the rung down. What's that? What's the halacha? Is that going up or going down? How do we view that?
We said that previously that it would be considered going down, and therefore you go to galus. Previously, is what's been mentioned
before.
So we've learned before this point.
It's a good question. You had a question? He's climbing up the ladder. He's in an upward position. But his foot, as you climb up a ladder, naturally your foot pushes pressure. And your foot pushes down. So his foot pushed the rung down. And fell on the guy and killed the guy.
But if you're holding the ladder with both hands.
I'm not holding anything. I'm just trying to climb up.
Okay, if you're climbing the ladder with both hands, you already have one foot on one rung.
Whichever rung foot,
so
you put pressure.
Three quarters of your weight is already being supported by the ladder.
Let's say the guy, he's holding up on the thing.
So, okay.
But he's not holding on so tight. Let's
basically, what are we focusing on? Are we focusing on the fact that the guy's propelling himself upwards, or that his down, or that his foot propelled the rung downwards?
That's what I'm saying.
That's all we want to know.
If you're climbing up.
So if the guy is focused on him pushing the rung downwards, and the guy has goals, push. We're focusing on him going upward motion. Doesn't that go?
That's what I'm saying.
So what is the thing? Does he get goals or not? That's the question.
If all your weight is being
held by the
ladder.
Which
direction
going? Because it's important.
He's climbing
up.
That
the rule is if you're going down, goalless. Not going down, no goalless.
Because he's climbing up, and the weight, and he's pulling up.
So what's your Baron saying? Your Baron's going to say what the Gemara is saying. That you're basically, you're pushing down to go up. So how do you view that? So we had a Gemara earlier which said, even if you're pushing down to go up, we still view the Torah as a chiddush, that's going down. I would think going down is just helping me go up. That's called going up. But we brought a pasuk earlier, right? We had a Gemara earlier that taught us that this halacha, a special pasuk, that told me this is considered going down. That's going to be Yochanan's answer. But we said earlier in the Gemara, if I'm trying to go up and I'm putting pressure down, even though I would think pushing down to go up is helping me go up, it's called going down. We had a pasuk that taught me that's called going down. If you're also trying to push down, we focus in on this part of your action that's going down. So you do go to Gaulus. Not like we would think. We don't know how to think. Tara teaches us that we're wrong. We would think instead of going up. Tara said no. And so when you're pushing down, that's called going down, and you would go to Gaulus.
You're not really pushing down.
Your foot goes up. If it breaks or it slips, it slips. I mean, you're still going up.
Yeah, I'm going up, but my foot had to put pressure. It slipped out of the thing. It slipped, my foot put pressure. The pressure on my foot pushed it down.
Oh, that's harsh.
It was a mistake. It's true. So you go to God. But the Torah views there was an action. I did do an action of pushing down in my propelling upward. I also was moving my foot. An action that's called going down.
So as the Torah studies, did the run? Who killed the person? Did the run kill the person?
The run. Yeah, the run killed the person. Run killed the person. He got killed by a ladder run. Heavy-duty ladder rug from 100 feet high.
Is that also a case of shogging more careful?
No, that's a normal case of shogging. Yeah, which case? Yeah, you should have been more careful. And you should have tightened your ladder before you climbed. I don't know, you should have figured out what to do. Just go, I don't know, whatever. There's some type of negligence shogging that you have to go to golf. It's fine. Very good. Fine, let's see further. So what's the Gemara say? Amar lay. So we're up to the Aleph lap. Yechanai, you got it? You with us?
I'm so sorry.
You're the Chazak. I forgive you. I want to know if you're with us to continue.
I'm right here.
I'm
right with
you.
He's talking.
I have to check
my Amrale, forgive
me. Amrale. 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 We already touched this question. The Gi is like I touched. We already touched this question. Yerida. This is a question of Yerida. Shehi, which is Sarach Aliyah. This is your scenario, the case that you're pushing downward. That is a purpose, with the purpose of pushing upward. It's a yurida. You're pushing down. Your foot's putting pressure on the rung, going down. But it's all for the purpose, for the need of going up, because I'm trying to propel higher. And we said earlier, he didn't even tell him the answer. So we already spoke about this, and we already said that that's considered going down. So you do get a colors. But that's his Gemara's answer. Well, our Gemara, the bottom line, wants to say, when you push down for the purpose of, even though it's for the purpose of going up higher, it's still considered going down. Like we said, we have two examples. Either you're going up the ladder, you're pushing the rung down. Trying to go up the ladder, I'm pushing down. We're saying you're going down. We had another example earlier, right, where I'm putting the axe, I'm swinging the axe down in order to go up. That also, we said, is considered going down. Even though I'm going down to go up,
you
stop, nothing. Right, with this rule.
No, they all know, no.
Not because I'm going back down. Somebody wants to. I keep hearing the story a lot of times. I'm here trying to say that the reason is, so I'm going up because I'm going to come back down. This Gemara doesn't say that. It's down because even though it's down to go up, that I also intended to go down. Even though my intention to go down was to help me go up, doesn't matter. All I intended to go down right now, that's called going down. That's what Tara teaches us. In the case, in the original Gemara's case, you read the Tzarech Aliyah? Right now, the way I was going down, boom, and I hit the guy. Some guy was lying down, he was taking a nap, I was chopping my wood. So I see a guy, this guy just, you know, he was relaxing on my wood. But now on this concept that we read the Sheet Tariq Aliyah, then why is it going to have a problem? Because it seems like our Mishnah holds that you don't get Golas in such a case. We're saying, if I went down, even if it was for the end result of going up, it's still considered going down. By pushing down the rung on the ladder, even though it's for me to go up, it's still considered going down. Rabbi Aaron, is that good? When I push down with the intention to go up, even though it's for the purpose of going up, it's considered going down. I intended to push down on the ladder in order to go up. Even though my end result, my main intention was to go up, it doesn't matter. I intended to go down, it's called going down. Now what's the problem? The problem is our Mishnah doesn't tell me. Ace, we have a question. We have a question from our Mishnah. What was the last quote in our Mishnah? What do we say? We said in our Mishnah, Zakhlal, this is the general rule. Kol Shabbat Yiridasim, any scenario that you're on the way down, kol it, you go to Golas. Right, that was the rule from our Mishnah. Shalom Bederach Yiridasim, if you were not on the way down, in the Golas, you don't go to Golas. Now, every time a Mishnah says a Zakhlal and then a Mishnah, the entire rule is kind of to teach us new halachas, which you didn't know already. Correct? This is always at work. Meaning, if you read our Mishnah before the general rule, right, it's very obvious in our Mishnah what's going on. Right? In our Mishnah, we said a whole bunch of cases the bucket's going down, and this is the ladder, you're going down the ladder. If you read our Mishnah, before you got to the end of our Mishnah, the general rule, I understood, self understood. Right? If I tell you, right, if you're going down the ladder, you get golas. Going up the ladder, no golas. Self understood the rule already is that going down there is golas. And going up, there's no golas. So whenever a Mishnah comes and tells me, oh, this is the general rule, going down is golas. Going up is no golas. The Mishnah obviously is trying to teach me new halachas that I didn't know before. Right?
I
understand the Mishnah, self understood from the Mishnah. If I read the first three scenarios of the Mishnah, I see all the three scenarios going down is golas. Going up is no golas. So it's obvious. You don't have to tell you, by the way, genius, this is the general rule. I understand that.
Also, if you're going to tell me the general rule, just tell me the first time.
That's even worse. And Slavkovia said, even if you're telling the general rule, you can tell it like this. This is the rule. If you go down, you get colors. Fine. Whatever you say. Right. Mishnah, if you go down, you get colors. Fine. I already understand. Very good. Mishnah, no, hold on. Not only that. If you don't go down, it's not colors.
And if you notice, the lesson doesn't say, and if you go up.
Yeah, up.
It said, so that leaves it open for a lot of things to learn.
Very good. It says, if you go down, you get colors. And if you don't go down, you don't get calls. That's obvious. Obviously. The whole end of the Mishnah, especially the last line, is all redundant. The whole thing is redundant, especially the last line. If you go down, you get calls. And if you don't go down, you don't get calls. So our Gemara wants to offer a pshat. Maybe the Mishnah is going to teach us the following. That when you're going down to go up, you don't get calls. We're trying to tell you, our Gemara is trying to tell you the whole time. When you're going down with the axe in order to go up, we say you do get golas.
Qualifies as down.
Maybe our Mishnah is teaching you that you rabbis are wrong. That if it's going down in order to go up, since it's not strictly going down, there's no golas. Maybe our Mishnah is teaching me that you're wrong. The whole day, 20 minutes, you're telling me going down to go up is considered going down because you're going down. Maybe you're wrong. So our Mishnah tells me, if you're not going down, there's no golas. What are they trying to tell me? Maybe this halacha, if you're not going down, the intention to go down, there's no golas. And opposite of what we're saying. That's the because if not, what else is the Mishnah teaching me? Everything's self-understood. You have to keep being redundant again and again, telling the same thing. So the Gemara wants to offer explanation that maybe our Mishnah is telling me that you rabbis are wrong. That if you're going down, the intention to go up, there's no golas. The only time you go to golas if it's down with the intention to go down. And that's the last line of our Mishnah. If you're not on the way down, meaning with the intention to go down, there's no golas. Maybe that's our Mishnah. That's the Gemara's caution. That's the Esa. Esa, I have a question. Our Mishnah, the fact that it's so redundant, it seems to tell me the opposite of you. Esa. Gemara has a question. We said in our Mishnah, Zahaklal, this is a general rule. Kol Shemidara, if you read Dasa Gaila, if you're on the way down, you go to golas. That's one. A. B. Shaloi Bederach Yiridasa. If you're not on the way down, in the golas, you don't go to golas. And the Gemara says, that's the quote from our Mishnah. And the Gemara says, Shaloi Bederach Yiridasa. This last line that you're telling me, there's like a quote, that you're telling me if you're not on the way down, that you told me you don't go to golas. La Asuye Mai. What's it coming to bring in? What halacha is it coming to include? La, isn't it? La asuya, to bring, means to include. Chafegel means kihai gavna, like this scenario. Kihai gavna, like this scenario. That we're kind of like your scenario, where you're going down in order to come up. To tell you, you're not, there's no galus. Unless you're going, if you're not going down, there's no galus. That's the Gemara, that's why I want to offer this check. Gemara says, one second. A little tameh, according to your reasoning, tameh is like a tam, like a taste. According to your understanding, according to your reasoning, kol she. So then I have another question for you.
Wait. Kiyagana is with what the Rebbe said just now. was the fact that if you don't have the intention to go down, it means then you're not going to go down.
No, the I got in like this case of the broken rum.
What about the
broken rum? Maybe we're coming to learn from this extra last line, the I got in, like in this case.
Yeah. Like this case.
About the rum that fell.
Right.
Maybe that was to teach us the laws of what you would do in this case, where the rung is broken, by a guy moving upward. No?
That teaches what the Mishnah is trying to say?
Yeah. The Mishnah is trying to teach us this case, the high guy in this case of the ladder, when you're pushing down.
Yeah, but that's not saying that he didn't have kavanah, that's saying that he's going to go up and he's still tired. That's what the case taught us, wasn't it?
What did the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah said everyone...
On the way down...
He's over there at the mirror, that's certainly no goal. He's not going down. He doesn't wait to go down. He doesn't go to go. But the case that came in tomorrow, he was pushing down on the wall, and he wanted to go up, but although we learned he was pushing down, that he was going down, right? Isn't that what we learned before? He's, and so that's why he goes
down. We learned you're going down to go up. It's considered... I'm going down.
That's what we learned, but now the Gemara is trying to disprove that.
The mission
in the words, so that's my problem. Let's see what Kihai Gamma
is. Where's the bit? Shaloi Bederach Yiridasai La Asuye Mai. When you're not on the way down, La Asuye Mai, what's it coming to include?
Right?
So we said about the wrong? No, Shaloi Bederach isn't it coming to include? Kihai Gamma, like this scenario, or the scenario with the wrong, with the ladder, with the wrong, that would tell you this scenario. You do not go to Galus.
Where in the word say you do not go to Galus?
Because that's the end of the quote of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Shalai Bederach Yiridasai, the end, etc. Meaning, and you don't go to Galus. Is La Asuri, it's kind of the clue. La Asuri,
it's not a downward act. You don't
La Asuri, I got it. Like this case, if it's not totally 100% down with the intent to go downward, but, and according to your reasoning, so then I have another question. You've called Shalai Bederach Yiridasai, La Asuri, Mai. So what was the first line of the Mishnah kind of the clue? Hello, last week. What time is it? I can't see. What time is it? It's 5-2?
Yeah.
5-2. Let's have it. Tomorrow, Sunday, we really want to try to push for the Mishnah. So everybody try to push for the Mishnah, please.